Okay, Parshas of this week, Parshas Shmos. So when we come to Shmos, very good. So Shmos, the beginning of the week's called Shovim, like you guys were introduced to, which stands for Shmos Ve'irabo B'shal Chisa Mishpatim. Right? 2 points for me. Yeah? 6 points, actually. But so the Maisa, the way Shovim goes is that what tzaddikim have been megala, which comes from Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and comes from the quoting the Arizal, is that it's a time of Kiddushas Habris, of Tikkun Habris. For whatever we've messed up in areas, to say it, of Pogim Bibris, Baris Benila, with sexual inyanim. It's weird to say it, but it's a time that what? That this is when we make Tikkunim for that. So what the Avodah is that we're not holding by the Mikubalim, that we're not fasting 43 straight fasts. That's not our Avodah. But what Tzadikim and Megala, their Avodah now is that it's a time really to be Osek in Torah, Osek in Tefillah, Osek in Tikkun Amidus, and to put extra kochas to what we're doing. Shovim is time, is mamash, it's the middle ground between Chanukah and Purim, to Mekasher Chanukah and Purim. So just to Mechazek Ninian, maybe we'll speak like this. So we know last week's Parsha, something very interesting. We see that there's a big episode with Ephraim and Menashe. Right? That what happens? Exactly. Sikel es Yadav. That Yosef places Menashe on the right and Ephraim on the left. And we know that Yaakov switches his hands. So let's try to understand that first before we enter into what we're going to speak about here. So this beautiful Torah from the Siva Shalom, Skosi Yagin Aleinim, speaks about something very, very nice. Also tonight's the Yurtzai of the Bnei Yisasar, Skosi Yagin Aleinim. So it goes like this. There's a Gemara that says like this. It says... Zet Iker Inyan Shabbos Kaddish. Says this is the Iker Inyan of Shabbos. La'ir le'ha'ir as nishmas Yehudi b'or gadol, to light up a Jew's neshama. That the main focus of Shabbos is what? That it lights you up. It's or. So now there's the Medrash that says va'at savor shema lira'ascha nasati lechaz Shabbos. It says maybe you gave Shabbos as a bad thing to us. It's like a burden on us. No, it says the Medrash answers not lo nasati lecha elo tovascha. Shabbos only for your tov. But it's very interesting that there's even a thought to say that Hashem gave us Shabbos to burden us. So what's going on there? Apiplimius, what's going on? That's what he says. How could a person think that Shabbos is given to you as a bad thing? It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. Rather, that you might think that the main focus of Shabbos is what? Is in the areas of Sur Meirah. Is to be careful on Shabbos, to not be over the halachas of Shabbos, right? To be very careful not to do borer, not to do kotzer, not to do choresh, right? Be very, uptight, be careful. Ella da'u shabbos nitla tovaschem. But the Medrash says, no, it was given for your tovaschem. Meaning what? Perish. HaShabbos Kodesh Me'ira Nishmas Yehudi, that lights you up with Tov. Be'oro Yisbarach V'az Me'ele Mestalkim Menu Kol Kochos Hara Me'eleim. That Shabbos, that the main focus of Shabbos is the time of Or. It's time of Ahava. And with that Ahava of Shabbos, it's going to get rid of all the Ra. So now I'll just tell you that outside. This is a very interesting Gemara. Gemara says like this. It's Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tesamon Beis. Yeah? So it says like this. It says that when a person goes to Shul on Nel Shabbos, right, when you leave shul, it says when you leave shul, you have two malachim that escort you home. You have a malach tov and a malach ra. Okay? So malach, they escort you home. And it says, when they come to your house, if the table's set, and the candles are lit, and the beds are made, then the malach tov gives a bracha that it should be like this next week, and the malach ra says, amen. Okay? But if you come home, and listen, I'll explain it to you. Right, but if you come home and the house is a mess and everything's bad, then the Malach Ra says, "Oh, it should also be a mess like this next week too," right? And that Malach says, "Amen." So now it's a good question. Here's the question, okay? Before we go into what that means, like two Malachim with you, it says like this: How are Malachim created? Basically, Malachim are created through mitzvos that we do. Through the mitzvos we do, we create Malachim. Okay? So now I have a question for you. So I understand if I do a mitzvah, so how are averos created? How are bad malachim created?
Averos.
I do an avera. Yeah. So now this. If you go to shul on Nal Shabbos, right? How is it that, and let's say you have a givaldic minion. This happens to every Jew. Let's say you have a gshmak minion. So how is it possible that you walk out of shul and you have a good malach and a bad malach?
From before goes?
No. How'd you get that? Where'd it come from? So he says, listen to what the Nesiv HaShalom says. He says something so beautiful right now. He says it's not talking about a good malach and a bad evil malach. Rather, it's talking about this. Ela kavana shebet Shabbos kodesh nitavinu b'mitzvos asei v'los asei. We have Zachor and Shamor. Umibez mitzvos halalu, with these two mitzvos, nivram beiz malachim. You have the two malachim. Hamalach hatov is what? Mizachar siyom haShabbos. And the malach ra is what? Is Shamor siyom haShabbos. He says that the zachor is what? That the ikr avod of Shabbos is what? Is the tov, is the or of Shabbos. Laham shichal atzma ora ukidusha ulekabel haneshama az mizona. That what? To focus on the kedusha of Shabbos, the or, the nigunim of Shabbos, all the givadikait of Shabbos. V'amal chara haynu zeh shenivra mitzivoy shamor. The sur meira. Roes ikr mitzvah Shabbos la korsara. He says, no, the ikr part of Shabbos is just to get rid of the bad. Ube'es ba'am le'bayis Yehudi, when you come to the house of the Jew, v'or ha'Shabbos meir b'chopinos ha'bayis, and it doesn't just mean that all the lights are set, and the candles are set, and the candles are lit. I just said the same thing. So the table is set, and the candles are lit. It means that what? That the candles are shining, right? That the table looks givadig. That the house looks givadig. That what? The whole house is filled up with or. Gam malach ra bal karcha ona amen. That what? Gam hu maskim sheikra Shabbos yom din shmasa. Like the Zohar refers to it. That what? It's called yom din shmasa. That what's the nekuda, chevra? That our ikr focus on Shabbos is to be what? To be mamshich or. It's a time to grow on Shabbos. How do you know that? Because normally we live by sur me'rav asay tov, right? But when we enter into Kabbalah Shabbos, what do we say in the third mizmor? We say ohave Hashem sinura, which is the opposite. Which is what? That the focus on Shabbos is what? Is the Ohave Hashem. When we have the Hava, the Or, what happens? Sinura. The Ra is going to go away in Mela. And that's the whole Indian of Shabbos. It's a time to focus on the Or of Shabbos. To focus on giving a Gvadikite to Shabbos. That's why it goes like this now. Coming back to Yaakov and Ephraim Menashe. So I heard this from Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. Right? And I heard this, and he quoted the Shem Yishmur. He says that Ephraim Menashe represent two opposites. Ephraim is Lashon of Pru Revu, which means to grow and to focus on building. And Menashe is a Lashon of Kinashani, of forgetting. So the Shem Yishmuel says, which was Reichman Sr.'s favorite sefer, like he quoted to you guys, right? He says the what? Menashe represents Los Ases. He represents Shamar Esiyom HaShav Zekacho. But Ephraim, which is all about the doing, going weiter, represents Zachar Esiyom HaShav. So what did Yaakov switch his hands? He put his right hand on Ephraim and left hand on Menashe. To show what? That the Iker Indian of a Jew on Shabbos is what? No, it's Zachar Siyam Shabbos. Because he put his right hand on Ephraim. The right hand's always the focus. To show that what? That the Iker Nekud on Shabbos, what? To light it up a little bit. We need to bring more or into the world. Again, no one's telling you ever to forget about the halachas of Shabbos. It's just that what? That focus on building on Shabbos. Focus on going and building yourself up. Focus on bringing or to Shabbos, kedushas of Shabbos, the bracha of Shabbos. That's the focus of Shabbos, and that's why. What do we do every Leil Shabbos? What's the bracha you give to your kids? Mir Shem, you have kids. We give this bracha, and going back to Yaakov, that what to remind them what to focus on the or of Shabbos, that the house, the bayis, should be lit up, that your kids should love Shabbos, what they should love the or of Shabbos. You know, my best thing is Menachem Yisrael, all week long, he's saying, Ah, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Why? Because, I mean, the whole week we sing Shabbos. But you should try to show them Or of Shabbos, a Givadikait of Shabbos. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was trying to teach us. So it goes like this. If you see, towards the end of Vayigash, before Yaakov, we quoted this a couple weeks ago, in the Shemir Sabris Chabura, but I said this in terms of Bris, but I said right after that also in terms of Shabbos. You see, where before Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, where does he stop? No. First he stopped there, and then he came back. And then the second time he's going down to Mitzrayim. It says, Yaakov went to Be'er Sheva, and it says then he went down to Mitzrayim. So as far as I'm saying, Be'er Sheva represents, Be'er is like a well, Sheva represents seven, is Shabbos. So Be'er Sheva is the union of Shabbos. Is that he connected himself to the Kusavar says this, and the Baba Shrevi also says, that the idea is that Yaakov, before he went down to Mitzrayim, he connected himself to Shabbos, and then he went down to Mitzrayim. That meaning what? The idea is that he focused on the Or of Shabbos. That even that Or of Shabbos can vatal Mitzrayim, can vatal the Choshek Mitzrayim. And that's something that Yaakov is trying to teach us. So if you look now, the beginning of Shemos, listen to this, Chevra. Amazing Ramazan for the Baal Turim, which is something you have to live with the rest of your life. It says, Ve'ele Shemos b'nei Yisrael, ha-ba'im mitzrayma, es Yaakov ishu beso ba'u. So listen what the Baal Turim says. If you take the word, Yisrael ha-ba'im, this is the Baal Turim, okay? He says, you take the word Yisrael ha-ba'im. What's the first letter and last letter of Yisrael? What's the first letter and last letter of Habayim?
Hey,
mem. What does it spell?
Yerubam, hey,
mem. Mila. Okay, so the Baal Turim says that what? Yisrael Habayim is Rosh Teva, Safa Teva is Mila. And what's the next words? Ace Yaakov Ish. If you take what's the last letters of Ace? Is?
Ace.
S. Tough.
Tough.
Right? Ace. Yeah, right, tough. Yaakov?
Ben.
Ish.
Shin.
What do you get?
Shabbos.
So you have a remez to Shabbos and Mila. So the Baal Turim says. It says, why Shabbos and Mila? It says, Mila and Shabbos. It's the first Pasuk. Pasuk Aleph. Ve'edashmos b'nei Yisrael habayim mitzrayma, eis Yaakov ishu beis obo. So listen to what he says. Lomer lecha b'shvil Shabbos u'mila sheshamru b'mitzrayim negalu. He says that what? Because of our Shmiras Shabbos and our Shmiras Habris and Mitzrayim, b'shus those two, Shabbos u'mila, like he says, that's how we're zocha to Gulas Mitzrayim. Unbelievable. In the first pasuk of Gulas Mitzrayim, talks about what? As long as we mechazek Shabbos and Mila, that's how we live. Now, Chevra, we know that the Iker Inyan of Yiddishkeit is that I was learning today in Rav Rusha's Sefer, is that everything that, if someone tells you, no, I'm learning Torah just to see what happened back then, then that's not Torah, that's history lesson. Torah happens now also. Like Bava Cherevi says, always you have to live with the Parsha. You have to live with what's going on. What's going on in the Parsha is happening now also. So when Klal Yisrael is going into Galus now also, represents that we're also kind of going into Galus. And we have to relate to that. And we have to take Eitzah from this man, that how do we get out of Galus? And what he's telling us here is what? Through Shabbos and through Mila. Dafka those two. There's a lot in common with Shabbos and Mila itself. For example, right, one of the Nyanim of Kedushas HaBris is a husband and wife. Right? So one of the three ways you mekadesh your wife is how? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Right? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Bia. So we say, the Arizal is a Kavana, we say, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. What's the first letters of B'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos?
Bia.
Bia. Okay? La'asos ha-Shabbos dorsam, bris olam. Listen. Yeah. Right? B'ni. Now what's the first letters of Uvein? B'nei Yisrael oshi. B'nei?
Bia
also. You have two times the remnants of Bia. Which represent what? That there's a big shaykhus of Kiddush Sabris and Shabbos itself. First of all, like this. Why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos?
Because of Bia? Is that what you want me to say?
No. Exactly. You got open game. One of the reasons we wear is because a Jew, we always have to have two osos on us. So during the week, right, we have our bris mila, which is in the nos, and we also have what? We have our tefillin. So now we enter to Shabbos. We know Shabbos is called osi l'olam. So Shabbos and bris are the two osos also. Amazing. Right? Mamish, awesome. So you see that there's a lot of shaykhs that. These two osas that we have. You see this week. Who's born this week?
Gershom.
Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh. Right? Is it crazy? Moshe Rabbeinu, just like that.
Yeah.
Right? He's born. So how do we know? What do the pasuk say when he's born? Something very interesting. Ve'ilech yishmi beis levi ve'kach es bas levi. Says that Yocheb and Amram got remarried. Right? And where's the pasuk? Ah, here. Vata pasuk beis. Perik beis, pasuk beis. Vatara isha, vateled bein, vatere oso ki tovu. And she saw that he was tov. And she hid him for 3 months. So look at Rashi. Rashi says ki tovu, meaning what? Kishinolad nismali habayas kula ora. When he was born, the whole bayas filled up with ora. Why did it fill up with ora? So I'll tell you a remez that I thought of, and a remez from the Or HaChaim Kaddish. It says, why? What's it? It says, Vatera Oso. What does Oso mean?
Him.
What else does Oso mean?
His miracles.
His Os.
His sign.
Which is what? His bris mila. How do we know that? Or HaChaim says, Ramasein of Zal Omrim, Nolad Mahul, that he was born with a mila. Vatimalei Ha'aretz Ora. And that's why he filled up with Or. So why the bias fill up with Or? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was born with a mila. So what do we see in the Indian of Mila? Mila is connected to Or. Vatero so ki tovu. It filled up with Or. That the Indian of Mila, that sometimes we see that Kedushas HaBris is everything is all pegamim. It's all dark, dark, dark. The Kud is what you're supposed to shine with your Mila. Doesn't mean what you think it means. What it means is, shine with Mila means that what? I shine with Kedushas Einayim. I shine with Kedushas what I do with my hands. What I do with my eyes, my ears. Shomer Negiyah. What my thoughts are. That what? People see it as like, no, that's not for me. Shomer Negiyah is not for me. Hashem gives it to you, Dafka, so it could be for you. It's I know this for a fact, right? People who keep Shomer Negiyah, their marriages are so much better. Why? Because they went in keeping Halacha. They went in keeping what Hashem, and now it's a huge or to them. Right? Everything in Halacha, we see it as what? No, it's so hard. But you have to realize, no, it's an or. Bris Mila is an or. Shabbos is an or. And we have to spread that or. And that's what it's telling us. Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu is born with a Mila and shines. It tells us what? We have to shine with our Bris Mila. We have to light up the world with our Bris Mila. Vatero so ki tov. The Os Bris, that's what she saw. Dafka has or. You see also, by the Zohar Kaddish says something on Parshas Vayish, Vayigash? Yeah, Vayigash. Right? It says, when Yaakov sees Yosef for the first time, what does Yaakov say? Od Yosef Chai. Right? Od Yosef Chai. So it says, what does that mean? That it says that Yaakov said, Od Yosef Chai, I see he's still living. Why? He said, because I see that he's Shomer the Bris. I see that he's still a Tzadik. I see that what? He has Kedushas HaBris with him. So what does that mean? That's why it says, Tzadik Nikra Chai. A Tzadik called Chai. Why? Because the tzaddik, what's a tzaddik? So the Zohar tells us, tzaddik is man de natar briso, nikar tzaddik. Person who shomer the bris is called the tzaddik. Which means that what? That the way you have chayim is dafka with bris. The bris gives you chayim. That's why Yosef a tzaddik is known as the tzaddik. Why is he known as the tzaddik? First of all, how did he earn the title tzaddik? Boom. Because what? Because he stood up to an area of bris. He showed kiddush as a bris, boom, he becomes a tzaddik like that. And that's Yosef a tzaddik. And that's everything. With all the avos we had until now, maybe we could say, we know with Avram Avinu, Avram's whole Indian was he was the first one to have a bris mila, right? That's one of the Yonim of Yom Kippur. They say Avram got his bris on Yom Kippur, right? So we see Avram Avinu has an Indian to bris. We see Yitzchak's gematria or, right? Yaakov, the whole Indian of Yaakov is that he was shalim in bris, is that he kedushas a bris?
Look at the Kedushas Levi.
We'll look at it after. I'll show it to you after. It's very nice.
He runs and kisses her, and then we definitely weren't married at that point.
I'll show it to you after. It's a good question. A lot of people who want to not be Shomer Negiyah love using that. Not talking about you.
I'm not trying to use
that. I'm just asking a question. I'm not talking to you at all, because you're a Manash. We know that. But what happens? But no, it's a good. I'll show you. Remind me to show you. It's a beautiful Torah from the Kedushas for the Bedishma. Yeah.
Right now.
So it goes like this. Yeah.
People want to hear it.
Yaakov says, Yaakov is that Yaakov, he never slept. Why didn't he sleep? We said this the other night. So he wouldn't see Keri. Right? He's called me Tassor Shlema.
He never slept?
Yeah, he didn't. For all. By Yilovin, never slept.
I don't take naps.
For 14 years?
Yeah, we see that. He didn't sleep. Because. Yeah, whatever it is, Yaakovinu. Also, what else do we see Yaakovinu? That Yaakovinu, what happened? He was by Be'er Sheva. He was connected to Shabbos. Right? Here we have Ishu Besobo. Right? That the whole Indian of them is everything about the avos we have is Or and Bris. And then Yosef. Right? It says that those were the four tzaddikim we had. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef. Right? I mean, what was Yosef's whole Indian? Dafka with Shmiras HaBris also. So maybe we could say, Alpi Remez, that we saw before is that the Baal Turim said, "Bishlas Shabbos u'mila, we're going to have gula." So if you take the gematria of Avram is 248, Yitzchak is 208, Yaakov is 182, and Yosef is 156. Right, it's the four tzaddikim we had going before we come to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so what's gematria? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef.
So
you adding it up or not?
Say it again.
Avram is 248.
Yep.
Yitzchak's 208. Mm-hmm. Yaakov is 182. Mm-hmm. And Yosef is 156. What do you got?
You should just say it because it'll just say 10.
794, which is gematria, Shabbos Umila.
794,
which is gematria, Shabbos Umila.
Yay.
Which means that what? That what we're saying here, the four tzaddikim we had, Right? Aaron Yitzchak Yaakov. We even see it this week's Parsha with Moshe getting the Matah. It lists that Moshe was the ninth one in the order of Tzadikim to get the Matah. It went from Adam to this, to this, to this, then went to Aaron Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Which means that what? No, he's the ninth.
That Moshe carried around Shabbos meal with him in the sun.
Mean that what? Exactly. Everything we take with us now from our avos, right? That we take lessons from them. Right? So it's not just...
more than nine generations.
No, but these are the nine tzaddikim who had it.
So who had it in between?
There's a Rashi on it.
There's a Rashi, exactly. There's a Rashi that says it.
It's like one of Adam's sons had it, one of...
Shais, Noach.
I think one of Noach's sons had it.
Yeah. Mishalach.
And then David had it at
the end of those. Yeah. So it's a Rashi... And it's a Rashi in this week's Parsha. But what do we see, Chevra? What do we see? Is that Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef are tzaddikim who teach us there, right? What do we know we say? What? Maisa Avos? Simin Labanim. So Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Gematria, Bris, Umila. Shabbos, Umila. Which is exactly what the Baal Turim tells us. Because these two things, we have Gula. Which means that we have to mechazik during Shovim, during the weeks of Shovim, which is for Tikkun HaBris. To think about Niyanim HaBris. How can I work on it? How can I work on it if I'm not Shomer Nigiyah? Think about it. How does that apply to me? Is that something I want in my life? It should be something I want, but how do I apply that? Shmiras Einayim. Shmiras Aznayim. My mouth. What do I speak about? Bris doesn't just represent your Bris Mila. Bris represents everything. That's why if you look, right? I'll say a cool remez is that we know that we have Chesed Gvur Tferes Netzach Hod Yisod Machas, right? The Sfiros, which I mentioned to you before, right? So it goes like this: that we say this every day that the sphere of Yisod represents Bris. Okay, so we say every day Lecha Hashem HaGedula. Gedula is associated with Chesed, VeGvura Tferes Netzach VaHod, which is the Sfiros. So what should the next one be? Yisod, right? But what do we say? So where is Yisod? Because Yisod is called Kol. Because it has everything within it. Which means that what? That Bris Mila also has everything within it. That everything I do is rooted in Bris Mila. Like Reb Nachman speaks about in Likud Maran.
Why are Bris and Sod?
Yisod, because Yisod represents the Midah of Bris. It's Yosef Atzad, it's called Yisod. Yisod is the Shem Shakai. Right? Which means that what? That everything that we have is built around Bris. Reb Nachman says the Tikkun HaKlali is called Bris. Kedushas HaBris is Tikkun HaKlali. So these weeks of Shovim, you're not just being Misakin Bris Mila, you're Misakin everything you have the opportunity to. 6 weeks, the Shabbosim, the Tzadikim say the Shabbosim, the Shovim, are mamish the highest Shabbosim of the year. I'll even tell you, I remember last year we had Nate's Vineyard every Shabbos, and just for the weeks of Shovim, there was like a group of 10 people. Not like, these guys are not learning, these guys are, I don't even know if they're Shomer Shabbos or not. But for 6 weeks, every night, they stayed up all night learning. They stayed up all night learning, came to the mikvah in our shul, and right after that, they went to Daven Neitz. For 6 weeks. Why? Because Shovim is a time of Kedusha. It's a time to mechazik. The Shabbosim should be one, but it's not just the Shabbos and Shabbos. It should be Or. It should be Lechtig. It should be Gevaldig Chever. That's what we're looking for. But another thing that it's about also, I'll tell you one remez from the Bnei Yisrael, right? Is that the Indian we said before, said, Ohave Hashem Sinura. That the focus of Shabbos is time for Hava, right? It's a time to focus on what? On inyani of Chesed, of Or and Hava, right? So we say every day in Shema, we say Hava for three things: V'haft Eis Hashem Elokecha V'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha V'chol Miyodecha, which means that you have to have a Hava B'chol Lev, a Hava B'chol Nefesh, a Hava B'chol Ma'od. Okay, so now do this gematria, okay? Ahava b'chol nefesh. I'll tell you what it is. Ahava is 13. B'chol.
Is b'chol nefeshcha?
No, it's ahava b'chol nefesh. Right? So it's ahava b'chol nefesh is how much? Ahava b'chol nefesh. Add it up. 13. B'chol is 52. And nefesh is 430. How much you get? 13, 52. And
13.
Ahava. And 13. See how much do we get?
That is 65, 495.
Okay, so write down 495. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Ahava b'chol. B'chol nafshcha b'chol. We skipped one.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? B'chol. Ahava b'chol lev. So ahava 13. B'chol is 52, and lev is 32. How much do you get?
32?
Yeah.
4 plus 495.
How much is all those?
99 plus
80 is 87. No, it's not 80. How much do you get?
It's 84 plus 13 is 97.
97, okay, so 97. And then we have a hava b'chol ma'od. So again, 13, 52, and 45. How much do you get?
It's 97 plus 13 is 110.
110. Okay, add it up. How much do you get? So, hav b'chol nefesh, hav b'chol lev, hav b'chol ma'od, how much?
702.
702. Ahav v'chol lev, ahav v'chol nefesh, ahav v'chol ma'od. Gematria 702, gematria exactly Shabbos. B'nei Sasra. Schus the B'nei Sasra Yertzai, which means that what? That Shabbos is the time to focus on the Ahav, to focus on the Or. So chav b'schus this, b'zilch to see the Or of Shabbos, and the Or of Bris Mila. Like said before, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef. Gematria Shabbos Umila means not just that they passed away and now they're gone and Sif Bereishis is just over. It means that what? You take Sif Bereishis with you. That's why we finish with Yosef. We end Shemos with Yosef, we begin with Yosef. Means that what? Yosef Lashon Mosif Holich, to keep going. Take them with us. Take Shabbos and Mila with you. Grow with it. Grow with that or. Don't be afraid to grow with that or. Don't be afraid to have Kedushas Abris. So B'schus, like the Baal Tum says, B'schus Shabbos, Smila B'schus, that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos, and that Geulah's Mitzrayim, just as it was back then, so to now we should have a main Geulah, and that day of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Meher Amenu,
Amen.
Amen.